Beloved friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we give you a sincere invitation to listen to the Word of God, that divine communication from God above to all mankind below. There is no other book in the world that claims to be and is of divine inspiration. And is it not written concerning it in the Word of God, the Bible saying, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, meaning that the breath of God is in this book? Do you remember at the creation of the first man, Adam? God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 2, verse 7. Certainly in the same way, we must apply this fact to the Scriptures. The whole Bible, the divine breath of God is upon it, from Genesis through Revelation. Yes, the Bible is a divine book, the Word of the living God. Have you ever considered, my friend, that in one short verse within this Bible, God declares to every human being, whether man, woman, boy and girl, that he has given two appointments for them to keep? It does not matter what their race or color may be, their education or their station in life, but at the end of the life of every one of them, there are two divine appointments. They are inevitable, and they are absolutely certain. Let me read to you this one verse, taken from the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 27. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Please note the two appointments very carefully and in their proper order. The first appointment is death. The second appointment is judgment. Now let us consider them separately. To die, meaning death. Surely we can ask ourselves the question, can I avoid it? Can I escape this? Has anyone, my friend, ever done this? Not through all human history. Let me raise the question. Why will you and I die? Why will I die is a good question to ask. But what is the answer for it from the Word of God? Now let me quote only two verses of Scripture, though many more can be found. One to be quoted from the Old Testament, the other from the New Testament. In Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 4, we read these words, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And from the New Testament, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, we read that the wages of sin is death. The inevitable penalty for your sin and mine? Death. Once long ago, the wise man Solomon wrote, there is no man that hath power to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 8. My beloved, we can recognize certainly this is an inevitable appointment, divinely given. But my beloved radio friend, could I very kindly ask of you, and lovingly, are you ready for this inevitable and divine appointment? We are never too old and we are never too young. We well know it. But are you ready, my friend, for that divine appointment? It is appointed unto men once to die. Now, after that divine appointment, there is another, and that is judgment. After death, the judgment. Many years ago, the beloved Apostle Paul was preaching to some of the most cultured men upon the earth in the city of Athens in the country of Greece. At the close of his message, he said to them, God hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Acts chapter 17 and verse 31. God hath appointed a day. You and I have an appointment, but God says, I've appointed the day too, when I will judge the world. My beloved friend, I not only would ask, are you ready for the first appointment, but are you ready for the second? Did not the prophet Amos many centuries ago write, writing to his own earthly people Israel, and say to them, prepare to meet thy God? Oh, my beloved friend, have you made preparation? I think of a story, I cannot go into the details, but when a man who was but a court jester was saying farewell to his king, the master, the king was on his deathbed and knew it. He wanted to say goodbye to this man who had entertained him as being what he thought was the biggest fool in the world because of his many antics and sayings he entertained the king by. And he had given the court jester a wand, said, you keep this until you meet a bigger fool than yourself. And then as the king was saying upon his deathbed to the jester, I'm going on a long journey. The man replied, is my master coming back from that long journey? No, said the king, I'm not coming back from my long journey. Then said the servant to the king, has my master made preparation for that journey? No, said the king solemnly, I have made no preparation. Then the jester spoke and said, my master and king, you gave me this wand, saying long ago if I were to meet a bigger fool than myself, I should give it to him. My king, I've met a bigger fool than myself. I give you back this wand because I know I am ready for my long journey. Ah, yes, my friend, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after death the judgment. But permit me to briefly but clearly present to you how you can meet these two divine appointments, and entirely and only through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. First, he died for you and for your sins. Let me quote the closing words of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, where it is written, he, the Lord Jesus, by the grace of God, tasted death for every man. Please remember that he himself had no sin. He was not a sinner, but Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15. And upon the cross of Calvary, he, his own self, bare our sins in his own body upon the tree. And you and I know from the Word of God, Christ died for our sins, which is the glad message of the gospel, and that God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Now, my beloved friend, may I ask lovingly, have you ever confessed in true, genuine repentance for your sins and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that he himself paid the penalty unto God upon the cross for your sins? Can you say, I believe he loved me? I believe that he gave himself for me? Now it is very true, he died for the whole world. But that does not save you, my friend, and does not save me. I must say, he died for me. I believe he died for me. For did not Paul say, this man, through this man Jesus is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins? And it is not that which we need, the forgiveness of our sins? My friend, are your sins forgiven? One said long ago, as a man knelt before two apostles and said, what must I do to be saved? And they answered, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. My friend, you can make that first appointment, death, and face it squarely in the face with the joy of salvation in your soul if you have Christ and your faith is resting in him. The second appointment, my friend, judgment. Can I fear it if Christ is my Savior? Let me read the words of Romans 8 and verse 1. There is therefore now, in the present time, no judgment to them who are in Christ Jesus. If Christ is my personal Savior, if Christ, upon him I have rested my faith, for on the work of his redemption on the cross for my soul, for which he says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth me from all sin, then shall I fear that great day of judgment? No. When in that day the unforgiven and the unsaved sinners shall stand before the great white throne and give an account of all their sins, I will not be there. Who can condemn me for my sins, for which I now believe that God's Son died for me? Paul well wrote, who is he that condemneth? Christ, would he condemn me? Yea, rather, that is risen again, who's even at the right hand of God, and who also maketh intercession for me? Romans 8:34. Oh, my friend, listen. There is no condemnation. There is no hell for me. The torment and the fire mine eyes shall never see when Christ is my Savior. My beloved friend, through Christ and him alone, can you be ready for these two divine appointments? You know it is impossible to avoid them. Take him now as your Savior and say, I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Father, bless the truth of thy word to every sinner. In Jesus' name, amen.